Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Mothers and daughters sitting around the round table this morning. We welcome all of you to the show. It's absolutely going to be a great, great day. I think it's going to be a great topic, one that we all can grow from. And as I always say, sit back, relax, and get your favorite drink, call your friends and family. Call all the mothers and daughters you know that are having some resistance in their relationship. You know, it's not good for us to have information that we don't share with others, especially when we know it's going to help them grow in a positive way. I ask you to excuse me this morning. My throat is scratchy. I don't know what's going on, but whatever it is, it's going to go away, and we're going to talk, and hopefully you can understand what I'm saying and still get the message all at the same time. Again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and we just want to thank God this morning for the opportunity to come before you. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I appreciate you. I love you for choosing me to be able to help you work in the kingdom. Father God, it's such an honor to be able to get up on Saturday morning or at any time and speak to a mother, daughter, or any of your children and give them a word that you send through me to help each of us grow and develop and come up from where we are from one moment to the other. I thank you this morning, Father God, and I ask for a special blessing for mothers and daughters all around the world, especially the ones that are having resistance in their conversations, which causes hurt and harm in their hearts, in their growth, which will affect the next generation. Father God, this morning I ask for peace, peace in the hearts and the minds of mothers and daughters around the world, and that that peace will extend to the fathers and sons, creating a healthier, godly family. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's our mission. Our mission, dealing with peace. And then we're going to talk about that today and how we get there. How do we get to that peace? And why did we want to get there? Well, I mean, what's the purpose of getting there? How's it going to help you with what you're doing on your journey? Again, for the new people that are just coming on, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am excited about just being alive. I'm excited. It's that, you know, this year, I was going to have the new and improved Bessie, the new and improved. And what does that look like? It's all in my head. It's all in my imagination. It's all in my words. It's all in what I say, because I can be whoever I say. Now, that's the word from God. Now, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I'm going to rest my mind on being at peace, having the joy and the excitement in my life. You know, I constantly say, if not now, when? I'm at the point where, you know, I tried it the other way, and I said, God, I'm going to let you have all of me from this journey on. I tried doing it Bessie's way all the way up to this point. So, you know, it was okay. I didn't suffer. I went through some bumps and bruises, but it was all because of my choices. And I was making choices based on blind evidence. I didn't know what was ahead of me, but I made choices anyway as if I did. So now, being led by the Holy Spirit, I don't have to make any choices. I don't have to think about it. I don't want to think about it. It's already designed. I just want to flow with it. And in that flow will come that peace and that joy. Because when you don't have to worry about paying a bill, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to stay, you don't have to worry about all that stuff. You can't, there's nothing you can do
be in peace. I mean, you know, you got to be in peace. That is peace. Because turmoil comes from what? Worrying. Worrying about what I'm going to eat, how I'm going to pay this bill, paying my house payment, doing this and doing that. That's what brings on all of that stress. But if all those things are taken care of, just think about that for a moment. If all of those things were taken care of, you would have nothing to worry about. And that's why he says what? Don't worry about what you're going to eat, drink, wear, where you're going to sleep. Leave that to me. I got that. I got you. But no, we don't want that. God ain't moving fast enough. He's not doing it the way we want it done. And so, you know what? Let me help you out, God, because, you know, I've been waiting on you, and you haven't showed up when I think you should show up and doing it the way I want you to do it. You came, but you came with something that I didn't even ask you for. I didn't ask you for it like that. So, you know, that must not be God. That's got to be somebody else, because that's not what I'm asking for. That's not who I want. That's not what I, no. So what he does, he says, okay, you don't want to do it my way, do it your way. And then the experiences will overtake you, and they may not be. And we always want to blame God for it, but it's your choice. You made a choice outside of the will, and so now you're on your own. You get that experience, and each experience will take you back inside the courtyard. You're going back to God. God, I'm sorry. You know, think about it. How many times have we made decisions and things happen and it hit you so bad, you come right back. There's only one source, and you're coming right back to it, and that source is about peace. That's all I want you to think about, because that's our topic today. I want you to think about it. That source is only peace. You can't bring all that drama to God and expect to get an answer. You got to come in peace. He's a peaceful God. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but think about that as we talk this morning. All right. For those of you that are on the computer, you might want to text your friends and say, you know what, or email them. They can call us at 347-539-5078. You know, click one if you want to join in on the conversation. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about where you are. How can we help you by just listening? We'll listen to where you are. And we had enough people on the line that will jump in and share their stories and hopefully help you get to that peace, or at least a peaceful thought today in your mind that will lead you on to a greater peace. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers and daughters seeking peace. Surprising. Mother and daughters seeking peace. That's where we are. Now, last year we were in Hidden Secrets. Hidden Secrets. And the Lord just continued with Hidden Secrets throughout the entire year. And this year, he came back with peace. Now that we've identified the hidden secrets, and we know that hidden secrets bring about what? Unrest, unease, and disease. Then do you want to continue with the hidden secrets, or do you want to tell the truth and set yourself free so that you can enter into the realm of peace? Because peace is where you get the blessings. I want you to go to www.mdbn.org and look at our website, check out some of the things that are happening there. You need to call us. You can call us at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. And leave a message and someone will call you back. Again, for the new people that are coming on, our topic this morning are mothers and daughters seeking peace. Are you seeking peace for your mother or for your daughter? You say, well, we have peace. Then good. We want to be where you are. Even I am the deliverer of the message, and I have to work constantly on keeping peace in my mother and daughter relationship. So I venture to say there is no perfect mother and daughter relationship, because we're not perfect people. You can't get perfect or perfection out of imperfection. And because we are not there yet, the mother's not there, of course the daughter's not there. And that brings about everything else. We have to constantly work on it. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about that relationship. Every relationship is a work in progress. I mean, that's living. If you stop the work in progress, what are you doing? Are you living or are you dead? Just a question. Relationships are forever growing because every day there's a new experience, and that relationship is going to be in the midst of that experience. So therefore, it is at risk of being challenged. And your goal should be, how do I get this relationship peace? I don't get it to peace. And see, most people don't want to put in the work. They want the results, but they don't want to put in the work. And that's why you have a little bit have more existence in your relationship than you should, because you refuse to do the work. I'd like for you to also go to www.ask.thebessieshow.com. www.ask.thebessieshow. That's askdrbessieshow.com. When you go there, you can, of course, go back and listen to all the radio programs that we have done over the past 4 years on Saturday morning. And I think we're having a little difficulty with the video there, but we will have it back up this week where you can look at a couple events from mothers and daughters and different things that we're doing. We also want to know if you want to share your story. If you want to share your story, we have Ask Dr. Bessie that's coming to you this year. The show, you have a question and you want to share that with the world. You want to enlighten, to see the healing process in your mother and daughter relationship. We love to have you on the show. And of course, you may say, well, you know what? That's not me. You know, we're good. That's the best that we're good. But I do know a mother and daughter that really needs your help. Well, you know what? Tell them to call me. Help somebody else. That's good. Tell them to call me. They can call me. And we'll talk about putting them on the show. And then, you know, we're all going to grow from that. We appreciate that. So you can have them call me at 786-462-6470. Or you can email me at drbessie1, D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. Okay, I think that's enough announcements for the day, except for the fact that look for the cruise this week. It's going to be online. It's going to be on both websites, so I want you guys to look for it. We're leaving out, I think, on the 16th of November, followed with, prior to it, going to be the gala. We have June, we have the mother and daughter golf tournament. In May, we have the mother and daughter appreciation. Yeah, the television show, the radio show, the magazine is popping out in March. A lot of good things coming up, and all of it is coming to a head and going to be birthed or revived the second week in March. So keep your ears and eyes open. You know, we are headed down the journey. We want you to travel with us. Again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you are listening to Mothers and Daughters Roundtable, place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. Our topic, mothers and daughters seeking peace. Thanks to Florida Technical College, and thanks to all of the mother and daughter faith ministry friends. Our co-hosts today should be Sandra D., Cynthia Oliver, Janice Paldo. I haven't looked at the switchboard. I'm assuming that they are there. All right? So you're welcome. Get your pen and paper. Let's sit down and let's have a conversation, because, you know, sometimes I tell people, write it down. God is going to speak to you. Something's going to come up in your spirit Either you agree with me or you don't, it's still okay. Write down what came up in your spirit because it's for you. You don't have to agree with me. I don't have to all in all answer for anyone. But what I can guarantee you is that the Holy Spirit speaking through me is speaking to someone out there. Today may not be the day that you get your message, but I guarantee you this and all of these words will not go in vain. It will not be void. They will reach a target, and the heart will be enlightened. So that brings us to our new journey for this year, and that is dealing with how do we get to peace. Peace is where all the blessings flow. You cannot have it if you're outside of peace. Just think about that. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we started a new series, and we began, you know, talking about mothers and daughters starting all over again, and, you know, we did part one and we did part two. And in order to get to starting all over again, you can't get there until you actually make up your mind that you want to enter into the world of peace. And it's okay to start all over again. You know, sometimes people, do you know how many times I've tried with this girl? Do you know how much I put into this girl? Or do you know how much, Dr. Bessie, I'm trying to work with my mother and she only wants me around? She wants something. You understand? It's all about the fact that she wants something from me. Yeah, I understand that. But you still can make a choice. And it's still your mother. And it's still your daughter. You have to have the conversation. In order to have the conversation, you got to have the conversation so that you can get to that peace. I mean, come on. If you don't talk about it, how are you going to get there? But see, what happened is that mothers and daughters have to give up something. You got to give up some of that pride. You got to give up the fact that you're hurt. You got to look at it as nothing. You got to take it back to neutral. You got to go all the way back to zero in order to start all over again in your mind. And that comes from forgiveness. In order to forgive somebody and truly forgive that person, you have to go back, all the way back to the time when the thing happened, and then resolve it at that point. And we call that point point zero. That's the neutral point. And then you build up. And if you can't do that, what you're doing, some people want to go back just a little bit, but they don't want to go all the way back, totally erase it. They want to go back just a little bit so they can hold on to a memory and say, yes, I forgive them, but I just can't forget. Now you ask yourself, is that total forgiveness? Or are you playing a game with yourself? Because if Jesus did that, and he said, you know what? Father, I forgive them, but he didn't say that. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because if a person know what they're doing, they wouldn't do it. Really, trust me. Anybody in their right mind know that they, to the full extent of what they're doing and saying, their words, how, let's just use the word because that's it. The power of their words and how their words are having the impact on a person's life, their mind, their soul. You can paralyze a person with your words. You can stop a person from getting into or moving into the reality of why they were sent here with your words. And many mothers and fathers, they do that when that child is very small. You hinder the destiny of that child and the purpose of that child on this earth by telling the child, you're no good. You're never going to be anybody. You look like your daddy, and he wasn't no good. So you take a little small mind, a two-year-old, three-year-old, and you constantly planting those negative words into their mind. Those words are going to grow. They're going to create. They're going to manifest a thought. And all that child can see on his mind's eye or her mind's eye is that what? Well, my mama said I'm not going to be anybody, so why even try? And then we look and we see people. We see the effects of those words walking around. You see negative words. When you see a person that you know is not living up to their potential and don't know how to try to get there, they don't have the knowledge, the wisdom, not saying they don't want to, they're just not surrounded by the right people, the right situation, the right place and time to help pull them out and put that light on them. That's why we're here, mothers and daughters, Christian mothers and daughters. Our job is to shine the light. It's to shine the light on people that have been discouraged, people that have been beaten down as a child. Because it's hard to go against something what your mother said to you. I mean, every child want to believe their mother. Come on now, you know, when your mother's talking, you know, your mother said, I mean, why wouldn't you believe it? I mean, you came, she raised you, she from birth, through the birth canal. Here you come. She had you 9 months prior to, feeding you her thoughts, feeding you her spirit. You come out, and she continue whatever those thoughts are. It's hard for a baby to fight against that level of energy. So therefore, you create that child, the thoughts of that child, because everybody loves their mother. If mother says it, I mean, you know, come on. It's hard to go against that. That's why you can't talk about somebody's mother. I mean, when I was little, somebody said something about my mother, man, you might as well get ready to fight. We were on, it was on and cracking because don't talk about my mama. And to this day, there are a lot of people dead because somebody said something about somebody's mama. That's how powerful the energy and the love that a child has for their mother. Now, yeah, you love your father. How many times have you said somebody, don't talk about my daddy? It doesn't get as intense as it does with that mother. So it'll knock you out if you talk about, I don't care if they agree with the mother. I don't care if they think mother is not the best mother in the world. It doesn't matter. Don't talk about my mother. Now, if you do that, we're not going to be in peace. We're going to be in war. So anyway, let's go on. The Lord has placed in our hearts the journey, take our journey in peace. To take our journey in peace. So when the topic came to me this morning, mothers and daughters seeking peace, the Spirit was just talking to me and saying, you know, in order for a mother and daughter to heal, they can only heal in one spot. And they have to be standing in that spot. And the spot is peace. And I know a lot of times when I train and I'm telling people about stress, and I said, you know, I can show you how not to be stressful. You don't have to have stress. I'm like, how do you do that? How do you do that? I got to stay in the moment. If you actually get your mind tuned in the moment, if you try it right now and you just actually live in the moment, you realize everything is okay right now, this moment. You have no worries, nothing. That's why he gave you the present. And the present is right now. If we stay here, you won't have stress. Because stress only comes when you try to take the mind outside of the present and project it into the future or send it back into the past. That's where your stress comes because you're not designed for that. You're getting outside of your elements, of your energy and your aura. You have to stay within that circle. That's the peace. That's why he said if you stay here, don't worry about what you eat, sleep, drink, wear. Because here, everything is okay. But no, we got to help God out. That you don't know, I got to pay the light bill next week. Tuitions are due. We don't have no food. I don't have a job. You don't know what I've got to do next week, God. Now you think about that. You want to say, really? If God don't know, shame on him. So he knows. He knows what ahead of you because he designed you. He said, I know the beginning and the end. So mothers, when you're thinking about that, if you could stay in that peace and operate everything that you do with your daughters in that moment, it would cut down on the conflict because conflict brings about stress. There would be no stress if you could act and behave in the moment and stop blaming. Blame brings it about because people want to go back what you used to do. See, this is what you did. And when you're trying to come in peace, the person don't want you to be in peace because what they want to do is tell you what you did and then going to tell you what they know you're going to do because you did it last week or last year. It's in you. You're going to do it next year. You're going to do it tomorrow. So you're not going to accept the fact that the person is coming in peace. So let's explore what peace means. Peace may have a different meaning to different individuals. So just pay attention to what comes up into your intro conversation and what comes up into your heart. Because everybody has a different plan, a different meaning, a different level of experiences. So your interpretation of peace may be different from my interpretation of peace, but I can only say one thing. There's only one peace. It's just how we look at it. And Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Now, my peace I leave with you. And just imagine the peace of Jesus. And he says, I give this to you. I leave this with you. No greater thing that you could have. So that's got to be very important. So mothers, when you're talking to your daughters and you're thinking, just think about the peace. If you take a deep breath and you breathe in, and you say peace, you'll feel the tingling sensation that will travel through your body. And it will just move out all stress. You could just say the word peace. Just say peace. And no matter what you're doing, I don't care how high the level of energy that you're encountering at that moment, if you say peace, it will leave. He said, rebuke Satan, and he will flee from you. You say peace. It's like rebuking Satan because whatever that's going on, the word peace will take you back to ground zero. Now, the little that I've read and learned about Jesus and what he was saying about peace, you know, I don't claim to know a lot. I just share what's on my heart. I know many of you out there know more than I know, so send me a message and, you know, help me grow. I'm not above being taught, so, you know, share the thought with me, if you would, please. You know, when things and people around Jesus were out of order, he didn't even speak. He didn't even answer. A lot of things people said to Jesus, he didn't even give them an answer. But if you notice, before he spoke, or addressed the issue, he waited. He centered himself in his thoughts. He wanted to hear what the Father had to say. He didn't want to be the human Jesus. He wanted to be the spiritual Jesus. He wanted to hear what the Father had to say. And he had to be in peace in order to receive that message. And that brings about the time when they had the woman at the well and they was wanting to stone her. And they were just talking and yelling and the crowd was all around him. And, yeah, we need to stone her. She's this and she's that and she's the other and da-da-da-da-da. And what did he do? He took himself down from the noise and the crowd. and he bent down to the ground to get below that energy. And he found his peace. And as he rolled on the ground, he was listening to what the Father was telling him to do. And sometimes we have to remove ourselves, mothers or daughters, out of the realm of this energy. It's moving around your head. You have to sit down, lay down, squat, get under the radar, find your peace, and there lies your answer. So when he came up, what did he say? Those without sin, cast the first stone. How profound is that? Because everybody is looking at the sin from the woman, not even thinking about what you've done. And so as mothers, we need to take a great lesson from that. When you settle yourself down and you get yourself in a position under the radar of all the noise and the turmoil, you're going to get to the answer. And if you're really truly looking for the answer and you get into peace, you're going to know, why are you casting a stone at your door? He said those without sin can cast the first stone. So are we stoning our daughters? Are we stoning our mothers? Are you without sin that you can do that? Because one sin is no greater than the other. If you can get just that, it will keep you in perfect peace. Because what you will be able to do is to say, you know what? When I was her age, I've done that and I've done worse things. Don't put on a white robe and forget that she is a product of you. She is the vine that's connected. So I think in a lot of cases when I'm dealing with mothers and daughters in their relationships, I see the mirror image of the mother coming through the daughter, and I'll tell the mother, think about it. Sometimes it's so strong I can look at them and tell. We were at an event, and I was speaking, and this mother was saying, you know, well, Dr. Fletcher, she just want to go out and think she could hang out with her friends, you know, and hang out all night long and being around boys and this and that and the other. And I'm telling you, they look like the Bobsy twins, the daughter, the dress, the whole nine. They were dressed. I'm talking about the sexy dress. The daughter was dressed just like her. They looked like they was twins. Only one was 15, and the other one's probably 30-something. And everybody could see. Even the young lady that was with me, she said, Dr. Fletcher, could you see that? I mean, they both look like party animals. So, but she couldn't see that in herself. All she could see was that her daughter wanted to do it. But if you're going out and partying every night, and you're having different men coming over, you know, that looks very inviting. So a nice-looking young lady. They were both pretty people. So, you know, here she was, hair pulled to the side, the ponytail, the whole nine yards, looked just like her. But you want to kill this, you want to kill the vine and let the tree live. But if they got to peace and she really realized, she's just an image of me. I'm putting it out there. I'm the mirror that she's looking into. That's the only way we can get the good, is that we got to go to peace. That's the only way that we can have these conversations with our daughters and our mothers and get to the next level. Being a Christian mother, we got to do this. God is expecting us to do it. He knows there are women of the world that have not gotten this light. And it's our responsibility as mothers and daughters, Christian mothers and daughters, to shed the light. That's why I get up on Saturday morning. I don't get up because I'm trying to shine and impress you. That is not what I'm trying to do. I get up on Saturday mornings because I made a commitment to God that I will speak. I'm like the street preacher, the preacher that's on the street. And if he asked me to go out there and do it, I would do it. He didn't ask me to do it that way. He asked me to do it on this radio program. Whether anybody's on here or not, I'm going to do it. Doesn't matter. I don't check the numbers. I don't care if nobody's on here. Love to have you. Don't mean that from a negative. But I got to do the work whether you're here or not. Because it's not about what I want to do. It's about, am I going to listen to what the Father's telling me to do? Or am I going to allow him to use my voice, my body, my mind to speak to you, mothers and daughters around the world? I've committed myself to that. I've given him my body, my mind, my soul. Use me to your discretion. Now, do my flesh want to lay down on Saturday morning and sleep? Do my flesh try to tell me, oh, don't do it today? Do my flesh try to tell me people don't want to hear what you have to say? Yes. But you know what I tell my flesh? They did the same thing for Jesus. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. But he said it anyway. So what I'm saying to you this morning, the Spirit is telling you, we have got to come to peace. We've got to come to peace. That's the only way it's going to work. That's the only way we're going to change the world. And that peace has to start within you. You can't go out and try to get peace with someone else. You can't go in anger and expect to deliver peace. It's not going to happen. It all starts within you, because in you, Christian mothers and daughters, it's where Jesus lies. He's inside of you. He knows what you think. He knows when you are envious of other people. He knows when you are talking negative about someone in your mind. You may be grinning in their face and saying something in your mind. As the person saying yesterday, I was listening to, I don't know if it was Keith Moore. It's like, I think, yeah, it was Keith. It was like, it's hard to be nice to somebody that you have a negative thought in your mind. Because, see, the body can only act according to the thoughts in your mind. So your daughter know, mother, when you disapprove of, you have some negative thoughts in your mind, and you know when your daughter does. I mean, we know these things. We may not say anything. We'll let some things ride, but you shouldn't. It's at that point of realization that you should stop and say, what? Listen, I'm feeling something here, and it doesn't feel very comfortable to me. What's going on in your mind? Because I'm feeling some resistance. Open up the dialogue. Open up the opportunity to have the conversation. Sometimes you may get, nothing is going on. You can't force a person to tell you, but there's a sensor inside of you that will tell you what's going on. Even with your friends, your coworkers, you can't prove it, but you know it. But it puts you in a place to be aware, to send more love, to bless them and break down those walls so that you can enter into the realm of peace. Now I want you to remember, can you remember a time when you and your daughter was in the great debate? And I'm being real nice when I say great debate, because most people want to say arguing and fighting and cussing and carrying on. Let's call it the great debate. Remember when you were in the great debate, when the tones were high and your already listening was not on, was on. Your already listening is on, you know, you're just like, you already know what the person's going to say, in other words. Because when they start talking, you just immediately cut them off. So you already know. You didn't give them a chance to tell you what they were really thinking. And can you remember walking away saying, wow, we actually settled that? Or did you walk away with more energy, negative energy, than you had before you started the conversation and grew into an even greater debate? Now, can you remember the time when you and your daughter was relaxed and calm and laid back and
you were having this nice conversation and certain things came up and you were able to discuss them in a nice, common way, just really relax. See, those are the times when you are closest to your greater peace. Now, what was the key elements of that? One, you were relaxed. Two, you were calm. Now, these are two elements, are two key factors, or maybe should I say two ingredients to the recipe of peace. When I say that, most of you know what I'm talking about, because the book that I wrote called Dream Recipe, it gives you the elements to create your own dream cake. Check it out on the website. Now, with these two ingredients of peace, you cannot have peace being out of order. The two ingredients can't share the same space. See, if you're out of order, then you can't be in the realm of peace. It's like fear and doubt. They can't share the same space. Peace is that moment in time of non-existence. It's like a moment of suddenly. You don't know when God is going to move. You don't know when you're going to get that phone call. You don't know when you're going to go to the box and a check come. You don't know. It's just like a sudden. He's a surprising God. That's what I like about him. He will not let you know when he's coming. You can pray, holler, scream, have your little tantrum. It's not going to happen in that moment, trust me. Think about it. How many times you've been on your knees crying and praying and telling God, what's going on? Where you at? Why can't you be here, God? Oh, Lord, what have I done? He never comes in that moment. He comes in that moment when you're walking from the kitchen to the bathroom and nothing is on your mind. It's that suddenly. It's that moment between this and that that he'll speak to you. But he will not come until you're in peace. And peace is that moment between this and that. It's that suddenly. That's where your blessings flow. That's how you get the blessing. Peace is your godly foundation. Mothers, you have to go to your daughter in peace. That doesn't mean that you're always going to receive peace from your daughter, but you've got to go in peace. You are the authority over that daughter. Not always, but for sure, you won't get peace if you go in war. Now, that I can guarantee you. You go step up in somebody's face, huffing and puffing, bringing the war on, and you think they're just going to be in peace? No. War begot war. It begets war. I mean, there's just no way. I mean, you come jumping in my face negatively, your being, it takes all your Christianity and all your Jesus to not enter into that war. So when you go to your daughter in peace and she doesn't accept that peace, then you have to go to the other thing that works well with it, and that's love. You have to send love. Just keep sending love. Love and peace to her. Love and peace to her. You don't have to be around her, and that's something that nobody can stop. You can do this with anybody in your life, and they can't stop it. Love is the greatest of all things. So you send love and peace, and you pray and ask God to bless them. Love will birth peace eventually. Love will birth peace eventually. Just keep doing it. So I guess you can say love is the mother of peace, and peace is the daughter. Now, what does that mean? It means that the female species of all kind are the only ones that can birth another likeness of itself. So when I say likeness, I want you to go back to the time when you were carrying your daughter. What was your life like then? What was your life like? Think about that.
In other words, what was your state of mind? What words consumed your conversation? And if you're really honest with yourself and you go back, stoop, sit, lay down, get under the radar, and get to peace, the peace of mind, and think about it. Were you at war with your husband, your boyfriend? Were you married? Were you unmarried? Were you out of work? Were your mother giving you a hard time because you got pregnant too early? Did you have a husband that says, no, I don't want these children. I don't want to be a father. Your job saying you can't work very long because you're pregnant. You're pregnant with somebody else's husband's baby. What was your state of mind? Did you want to be pregnant? All of that make up your state of mind. You're either in peace or you're in war. So I think you got the point. So hold on to that thought. With this conversation, next week we're going to come back and I'm going to start just where we just stopped off. I got to go to the switchboard. But this is a continuation. Where were you? What were your state of mind at the time when you were carrying the baby? Be honest, because God knows. You can't fool God. I'm not asking you to pick up the phone and call and tell me. You can if you want to. We love to hear it because somebody's going to share that experience. But you don't have to. Keep that secret between you and God. Because you know what? It'll never set you free. But that's another topic. But in the meantime, remember, as I say to mothers and daughters out there, trust God, have faith in his word, and watch his word manifest into your mother and daughter relationship. And as I continue to remind you that your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions create your reality. And if you don't like where you are, simply change what you say. Because God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. All right. Thank you for listening. I enjoyed that. I think it was such a powerful, thank you, Holy Spirit, powerful, powerful message. We're talking about peace. And, of course, let's see if we can get peace on this computer. Wanted to do its own thing this morning as far as the switchboard is concerned. But I'm hoping that this message did not go in vain. I'm hoping that you were able to hear, receive, and hopefully being blessed by that word. When you know better, you can do better. It's when you don't know better that you can't do better. That sounds redundant, but it is the truth. You can't do what you don't know. So that's why we're here on Saturday morning, to shine light in areas to enlighten your thoughts and create a different wording for your conversations. That's where we are. Now let's see if we can get on the switchboard and see if anybody want to talk this morning, if anyone want to share. If you do, click one and we'll go from there. Everybody just want to look at me this morning. Okay, here we go. We got one of our co-hosts. We have Janice Paldo. Hi, Janice. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you, Dr. Fletcher?
I am doing great.
Good. I just want to comment. The message this morning is about peace. It's so important because peace is what we need in our relationship. Peace is what we need within ourselves. And you have to go and get your peace. The Bible said, tells us to pursue peace with all men. And so, you know, if you have an alt in your heart, if you have an unforgiveness in your heart, jealousy, there is no peace. And we have to realize where that root come from. sometimes we try to put a little antiseptic on it and keep going, but you have to deal with it within yourself. It's something keeping you from your peace. If somebody, you have to deal with it. You have to, once you find the root of it, you have to deal with it. You can't just keep dwelling with it and dwelling with it. And how you have to deal with that, once you've dealt with it, took it to prayer, yes, the devil's going to remind you. He's going to bring it to you, whether he bring it to you himself or you somebody that close to you or you don't know or just talking in general. He has a way of reminding you of something. You could be watching something on TV, and somehow he'll try to torment your mind with something in your past. But you have to immediately realize, okay, I'm forgiven. That's covered under the blood. God, I got peace over that situation. You cannot sit there and have a replay in your mind and murmur and complain. And you have people who will bring things to you, but we as Christians and godly women, we have to realize, you know, where it comes from and attack it on hand.
That is so true. That is so true.
And you know what? A lot of times when these things come, they come from someone that is close to you.
That's right.
You know, it's someone that is so close. It'd be your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son, your sisters, you know, close friends and family. And it hurts even more because he knows when it comes from someone that is in your heart, it's really going to hurt you. So
right.
If he can sneak it in there, and I don't care how good a Christian you are and how you think all of that in the bag of chips, as they can say, we do slip and say something and hurt somebody's feelings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he will use you before you know it. And the thing that you're saying that's a key element is that you can be walking along, I take it even deeper than that. You can be in the middle of prayer, praising God, and you ever had something crazy just come up in your thoughts? You'd be like, I'm praying. I'm talking to God. This is my prayer time. I'm in the middle of this, and some crazy thought come dancing through your head.
Right. And that's him. And immediately, that has happened to me plenty of times. I'm in the middle of prayer or ministering, and then some crazy thoughts. I mean, something that's not just years ago or something. It could be years ago. It could be very recent. Come through your mind, and you just, right then, you have to cast it down. Because if you don't, the worst thing you can continue to do, because you can't do it by yourself. That's why you just got to call to say, if you just say Jesus and say it and mean it from your heart, that thought will leave, because you cannot meditate on the negative and speak the positive at the same time.
There you go.
You cannot keep meditating on the negative and speak the positive both at the same time. So when you say Jesus, that thought got to go, because the Bible says everything got to bow to the name of Jesus. And we have to do that. We have to do that with our daughters. You know, my daughter and I, we're taking our relationship one step at a time. And, you know, things we talk about, we've had good conversation about things that bothered her, which I had no idea things that she was saying really bothered her. And then when I say, well, you know, you should have did A, B, and C, well, she didn't have no idea. So, you know, the enemy, when you do not communicate, and once you communicate and pray over it, it is so ungodly to bring it back up again a day later, a year later, 2 years later, because that's not God. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm just going down memory lane and I'm just reminding you. Well, God don't do that to us. When he forgive us, he don't say, well, you sinned again this time. I just forgave you last week and bring up everything you did last week. No, once you forgive a person, if another incident happened, then that past stuff shouldn't be dug up. So that right there, can make a stumbling block in a peaceful relationship with anybody.
Right. That's the enemy's way of saying that, but. I tell people when you get to the butt, you just erase everything you just did. But yeah, but. But, I there's some reservation. It's not clear. It's not cleaned out. It's not forgiven, you know. And
exactly.
We've got to be like Jesus. And in order to do that, we got to start somewhere. And the easiest place to start is in forgiveness. And it's the greatest.
Right.
It's not the easiest. I don't mean easy like, you know, you just go ahead and do it. But I'm just saying simply that's the best place to start. Let me use that word. The best place to start is with forgiveness. And it seems like when you do that, everything around it seems to get into order and in place.
Right.
Now, well, I thank you for sharing this morning. I'm sure it enlightened a lot of people from the spiritual perspective this morning. No one else is talking. I guess it's just me and you today, Janice, and everybody else is kind of sitting around and listening. And that's okay. Because, you know, sometimes I tell people, God don't want you to speak. If you don't put your hands up, if you're not saying anything, I understand, you know, because God don't want you to participate at this particular time. But I know they are listening, so I know that someone was blessed with that message. Thank you so very much, and you have a great day.
Love you too.
Yeah, that's where we are. When you're talking about peace, you're talking about forgiveness. You're talking about how do I get the peace? You cannot get the peace hating. You cannot get the peace in unforgiveness. And most people want to hold on to it because if I can hold on to this, then it identifies something for me. People will feel sorry for me. I can get people to be on my side. You know, there's so many reasons why we refuse to totally forgive. But just like Janice just said, Jesus didn't do it to us. And if we are Christians, there's only, if you know what that means, some people say I'm a Christian, but do they really know what that means? Think about it. Read it. Ask God to show it to you. To me, it means to become more like Christ, to emulate, to follow in his footsteps, to say the words that he says and said and to do the things that he's done the way he's done it without adding or taking away from it. That's what it means to me, to keep working at that. Now, are we going to be that today? Can't say yes or no, but can we work on that today? I can say yes every day, every situation, every moment. We should be thinking, as the little cliche or the thing that people were saying for a long time, what would Jesus do? You know, that's powerful. We should say in every situation, what would Jesus do if he was in this situation? Would he do what I'm thinking? I can say most likely not, because we a lot of times think about what we want, not the whole picture. We don't know the whole picture. We don't know all the elements and the pieces to the puzzles of the entire vision of God's mind. But therefore, if you don't have the total picture, it's hard to figure out what you want. It's like, what do you want, God? How do I fit into your puzzle, which creates the overall picture? And while you're doing that, put your daughter in there as well. I thank you for listening today. Next week, we're going to continue this conversation on how a mother and daughter can find the peace in their relationship. This week, I want you to look inside yourself and see if you can find the peace within you. You do that. Do you this week. And watch. In the meantime, when you're doing you, it will increase your door. God bless you. Have a great weekend. I invite you to invite at least 2 mother and daughter sets to the show next week. I challenge you. Let's do it. Bye-bye.